Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 coming to you from MVP Summit 2015. I'm here with a guest, Todd Fine.
Todd Fine from
Winelect. How are you doing,
buddy? I'm doing great.
So what do you do?
So I'm actually the CEO of Winelect.
Okay. So
I used to be a developer and project manager, and then for some strange reason about a year ago, they asked me a few times to be CEO, and I was like,
that's
absolutely not.
Nice.
I want to stay in the code. And the third time they asked me, I said, okay. I'll do it.
So that's awesome. So what does Winelect do?
So Winelect, everything kind of has the same goal. We help companies and individuals build software. So there's three kind of arms to our company. One is custom software development, an app dev shop,
right?
And we do Microsoft platform application development for mid to very large size companies. And then we have a training side, it's instructor-led training. And about 2 years ago, we added an on-demand training side, so subscription-based video, you know, e-learning. That's what we do. So it's all about helping people build Microsoft platform technology stack software.
That's awesome. So you were mentioning to me before the interview some cool stuff you were doing with Azure. Tell us about that a little bit.
So, you know, one of the things I like to do, since I'm not a coder anymore, except at night from like 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. every night when I'm like working, my day job is over, is work with Microsoft on getting the word out, evangelism, cool promotions and marketing things. So we're working on several right now. But the most recent one is something called Microsoft Azure for Research.
Microsoft Azure for Research.
Yeah,
okay.
And you can just search for Azure for Research. You'll go right to the Microsoft research site, and you'll see Azure for Research. And you can even download all the materials that I'm talking about.
Okay.
So what Microsoft's trying to do in a big way and in this targeted way, obviously, is we want to get Microsoft technology stack out to people who don't normally use Microsoft.
Right.
Maybe it's all the people who were Java people or JavaScript, programmers that don't have a lot of good thoughts about Microsoft, or just their history is, they're working on Macs or they're working on Linux boxes. Mm-hmm. So there's various outreach things Microsoft's doing, obviously across the board. I mean, everything here is, expanding out beyond, what it used to be. This particular Azure for Research program is targeted at academics and influentials worldwide.
I see.
So the researchers and the thinkers that are doing cloud research, or they're doing just normal old research, it could be sociology, but where are they going to get their data from? How are they going to do their analysis?
Right.
What cloud service are they going to use, right? We want to reach out to those people. So Microsoft Azure for Research, we created a set of content, Azure-based training content, but there's some differences. One is the scenarios are targeted around research scenarios rather than, hey, here's how you build an Azure website. Here's
right.
how you ramp up a VM.
Yeah, because they don't really care about
right. They care about getting their work done.
Right.
And what Microsoft wants to do is, if you're a researcher in Germany or MIT or Cornell, and you're going to be using the cloud, either you're doing your research on the cloud, or you're just using the cloud for data and analysis. They want you to do it. We want you to do it on Azure, right?
Yeah,
not AWS, not Google. So we created this whole set of Azure content. And again, do the search for Azure for Research. Go download it. And the differences are the scenarios, the types of content, which are not as much build a website, but streaming analytics with massive data, virtual, machine learning type scenarios, and also all that content uses all open source and cross-platform tools.
That's
so
really
we're
cool.
going to use R and not C Sharp. We're going to use the Azure command line interface,
right.
the cross-plat one, rather than just the PowerShell type stuff. Because when you go into a university, especially if it's in Europe or something like that, or Asia, and the people in the audience live up in their laptops, a lot of times they're running Linux on there, or they're running a Mac. And all this has to work seamlessly on that. We want to make it easy. So we work with Microsoft Research. We created all the content, and now we're scheduling that out all over the world, universities and academics worldwide. And we think we're going to now expand this into the EDU space at Microsoft.
I see.
I'm talking to those guys as well. Again, reaching the people who don't typically use it. And there's another interesting fact about it. How do you track success, right?
Right, I mean, it's difficult.
And it's Microsoft, right? You got metrics.
Yeah.
You're tracking things. You want to see, are we being successful? We're spending all this money going out. How do we know? Well, there's another part to the program that's a grant or award program. So after the training, Microsoft says, hey, you're doing research. We'll give you a grant or an award and fund you. You know, submit your submissions just like it's a grant. And then Microsoft tracks that worldwide. How many grants are being done on cloud-based research?
See.
And I have the statistics, and I don't want to reveal that because I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say.
Sure.
But literally, Microsoft can say in 2013, 2014, there were 3,000 grants that did cloud research on AWS, 3,000 that were done on Microsoft, and 30 that were done on Google or whatever. So we can track that success and get those influentials and those thinkers and researchers using Azure tools. It's a really kind of unique and fun thing to be involved with, and it's just kicking off now. The content's done, and now we're the first university is MIT, and then we're just scheduling them all around the world.
So what, if a university is interested in this sort of content slash grants, how can they find out more?
Well, you can go right to the Azure for Research site. Okay. I mean, literally, just that exact term, Azure for Research, will take you to the Microsoft Research site, and it'll say Microsoft Azure for Research, and you can then follow the links to go wherever you want. Or, of course, you could email me or call Winilec, and we'll just refer you to that same place.
So have there been, I know it's still early, but have there been any early successes of people doing research on Azure that you know about?
Yeah, so this program was created 1 or 2 years ago, and Microsoft Research was trying to do most of it themselves, right? So they're trying to create content, they're trying to present it. Microsoft Research, if you've ever been involved with it, it's fascinating to me because I was in academia for a while. You know, I have a couple graduate degrees, and it's filled with PhDs, really smart people. But those people in Microsoft Research aren't necessarily content providers and presenters, right? So they've been doing this for a while, and they are having success, but they can't scale. And they couldn't keep the quality content, and they couldn't develop it. So that's why they kind of brought us in. So yes, there's been success, enough success to renew it and expand it and budget more for it.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks so much for telling us about this. It's pretty awesome stuff. If you're a researcher and you want to use some Azure, let's get some grants going.
Absolutely.
Again, just search for
Azure for Research,
Azure,
and you will find it.
Thanks so much for spending some time with us, Todd.
Nice, no problem.
Again, we are here at the MVP Summit 2015. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.